Hello, grace and peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated and exalted in heaven on high. This is Darren Smith, and it's a joy to be your radio pastor for the day. Why does Christmas matter? Why does Jesus' resurrection matter? Most of us recognize the significance of Christ's birth when God became man, then dwelled among humanity, representing us, but never committing one sin. And then we know of Good Friday, or perhaps Forgiveness Friday, where he bore God's just wrath against sin in his body on the tree, in our place, so that the unrighteous could be forgiven and declared and made righteous. But we know there's more. 3 days later, we recognize and celebrate his victorious resurrection from the grave, just as he had promised. The power of sin and death was broken. So we know the significance of his birth, his death, his resurrection, but what about 40 days later when Jesus ascended and was exalted back to God's throne in heaven on high? Christ did not merely rise from the dead and eventually disappear from earth. He ascended bodily into heaven, was seated at the right hand of the Father, and now reigns in glory as prophet, priest, and king. So why does Jesus' ascension back to heaven matter? It matters because he is reigning right now as Lord, the exalted King. After his resurrection, Jesus declared, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." The ascension is Christ's coronation. Daniel foresaw this moment centuries earlier when he wrote, "And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him." Peter preached this in Acts 2:33, where he said, "Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God." Paul writes in Philippians 2:9, "God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name." The ascension matters because Christians belong to a living and reigning King. Christ presently rules over all things for the sake of his people. Referencing Psalm 110, which prophesied about Jesus as the Christ, Paul writes, "And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church," Ephesians 1:22. In light of these truths, the ascension assures believers that history is under Christ's authority. Governments, wars, persecution, suffering, and even Satan himself remain under the authority of the exalted Christ, the Lamb who was slain, now reigns upon the throne. This should give us Christians courage and stability. Christ's kingdom cannot fail. His gospel will reach the nations. His church will endure because Jesus, our head, reigns in heaven. And we certainly can't forget that it is after his ascension that Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to help us, transform us, and comfort us. So because of the ascension, we have Jesus reigns as King, and he sends the Holy Spirit. And here's another one. He now intercedes for us. He reigns, he sends, and he intercedes. Hear this verse from Hebrews 9:24. "Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf." There's a man in heaven for us, the God-man who obeyed perfectly, died for our sin, and rose victoriously, now represents his people in the presence of the Father. His intercession is not an attempt to persuade an unwilling Father to love believers. Rather, it is the continual presentation of his finished work on behalf of those he redeemed. This gives immense assurance to struggling Christians. When we go against our new nature and sin, and our conscience accuses us, when Satan condemns, when failures seem overwhelming, we can look away from ourselves and look to Christ who is enthroned. Our standing before God is as firm as the righteousness of Jesus himself. The ascension, therefore, should comfort weary saints. Jesus has not abandoned his people. He prays for them. He keeps them. He advocates for them. As Hebrews 7:25 says, he always lives to make intercession for them. Find comfort and joy in our Lord's ascension. Hear the beautiful words of Charles Wesley from his hymn, "Arise, My Soul, Arise." "Arise, my soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hands." Praise God for the ascension and exaltation of Jesus Christ. Before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hands. This has been Darren Smith, your pastor for the day.